Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the truth. And in this hadith, the Imam says that the truth, al-haq, it can equally be with someone, it can side with someone, or it also can be against someone. And it can be against you and it can be with you. You can be on the side of the truth and the truth can support you, or you can be against the truth and the truth can vie against you and be opposed to you. So Imam Ali said, the truth is the widest thing in description, but the narrowest in practicing justice. Meaning it's very wide if you want to describe it. It's something very vast, but practicing it in terms of justice is very difficult and, you know, it's very constrictive. No sooner does it side with someone, then it will side against him at another time, right? You know, at one point, somebody can be on the side of the truth, and the truth can be, you know, it can favor him. And then, you know, in the blinking of an eye, the person can be on against the truth, and, you know, the truth can be against him. And no sooner does it side against someone, than it will side for him later, conversely. You know, it can turn against someone. You know, like, for example, to give a historical example, a lot of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the battle of Siffin, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was fighting against Muawiyah, right? A lot of them, after the battle, you know, finished, after the arbitration, in the famous arbitration that occurred, a lot of his companions turned against him. Like, for example, the Khawarij, which led to the Battle of Nahrawan, right? All of these were staunch supporters of Imam Ali alayhi salam, but they turned against him, right? Or for example, the two famous people, Talha and Zubair, these were also people who were companions of the Imam and fought against him in some wars, right? Eventually they turned against him and, you know, they fought against him in the Battle of Jamal, right? So somebody can be against the truth. It's not very difficult. It happens a lot that, you know, somebody's on the side of the truth and then, you know, immediately he turns against it. Or conversely, like, for example, in the Battle of Karbala, we have Hur, the famous companion of Imam Hussein, Hur, who was, on the side of Yazid's army, but, you know, he repented and turned to the side of Imam Hussein's army. In any case, in continuation, the Imam says, and if anyone is to side with it, never go against it, then that would purely be for Allah, glory be to him. And it's the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, do not let consideration for a person's right hinder you from upholding the truth when it is against him. If you see that somebody's has a right over you and you have to fulfill it, this should not lead you to turn against the truth and to maybe to lie just to, you know, fulfill this person's right. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the truth and how it can side with someone or be against him, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد